We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm assuming that's this song because there's a lot of loving going out in Goddard right now. I'm assuming that's why we have this song. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, just visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and Truth Social pages. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So Park City says it could sure use another 2.5 million visitors a year. Okay, what city couldn't? The latest Park City development proposal is with a group called Champtown, and the effort aims to bring in more than $491 million in state of Kansas issued star bonds. Park City leaders say the project would bring in a large aquarium, apartments, a retail space, and new ball fields. However, an attorney representing the city of Goddard showed up at a recent Park City public forum in protest of the project. Joining us now to explain why Goddard is opposing a Park City star bond project is Goddard Mayor Hunter Larkin. Hunter, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure having you here in the studio, brother.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk. I gave this massive intro. And then I want to put it on hold. And then I want to put a pin in it. Let me address the elephant in the room first, Hunter. As you know, I used to represent the south part of Goddard in the Kansas House.
Yep.
I'm familiar with a lot of the folks out there. They seem a little miffed, to say the least, lately at you and the city council right now. So let me just put it, lay it out there. Did you execute a coup in order to oust the former mayor and the city administrator of Goddard? Because that's what the Eagle wants everybody to think.
Well, the Eagle wants a lot of people to think a lot of things.
That's true. So, that's true. It's the Wichita Eagle. You got to take it with a grain of salt.
Hey, the whole coup d'etat comment is, to be honest with you, pretty laughable. Okay. The city council and I, stood up and we took our government back, pretty much. We got rid of our city administrator because things weren't getting done. And a lot of times, just like with politicians who need term limits, so do bureaucrats.
I got no issue with that. Bureaucrats, definitely. And he'd been there going on
18 years.
Yeah, I thought
18
so.
Years. And so Goddard's growing. We need to change. We have infrastructure that is very badly falling apart. We have a frontage road in front of Vermeer that is just crumbling into pieces. We have a library that needs to be repaired. It's been badly neglected. And we have a community center that needs to be repaired. And so things like this are going to get changed now. And this new leadership in Goddard is going to be able to give us that opportunity to fix those things.
And Mayor Zimmerman, he resigned from the council of his own. Yes, you guys voted to remove him from being mayor, but he still could have chosen to stay on the council, correct?
I didn't put a gun to his head to tell him to leave. He could have stayed there and advocated for the things that he wanted to. That was him, because he was upset about the direction that the city council was heading, and he chose to quit.
Well, I served in the legislature that had way too many rhinos and way too many Democrats. I didn't resign. I fought with them.
Yeah.
And that's what you do.
Right.
Let me ask you this. You mentioned that there were things, the library, the street work, things like that, weren't getting done. What was your reasons for removing the administrator? Was he doing other things? Or what was your motivation? Why?
I can't really get into that, because you let somebody go, you're not really supposed to talk about.
Okay.
Yeah, it's personnel issues. But I will address the coup d'etat and the Wichita Eagle and all of that. What's really going on in Goddard is we had a former council member, Michael Proctor. He left for his own personal reasons, and he wanted to be mayor. He wanted to run for the House seat, and both of those things never happened. And he is upset with me. He is a political adversary of mine, and he has teamed up with these Democrats in Goddard and actually outside of Goddard. One of them is Kevin McArthur.
Oh, God. Okay. I know Kevin. So just so you know, I know Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, I think he was Laura Kelly's treasurer.
Yes.
On her,
yeah, exactly.
He purports to be a Republican, and I remember he was on the Goddard School Board. I don't know if he still is.
Nope.
He was on the Goddard School Board. We sat in a meeting with a doctor, Justin Henry, and Kevin McArthur. Actually, he was talking about funding for schools, and I brought up Governor Brownback at the time, because Sam was the governor, and Kevin said, F Sam Brownback, mother effer. This guy's supposed to be a Republican.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's a rhino. Yeah, or a Liz Cheney Republican, however you want.
That's actually insulting to Liz Cheney.
No, yeah, sorry, that's right. Yeah, that's insulting. But I would say, let me simplify it to you here, John. What makes Goddard so special is we're small town USA. We have the nuclear family, where you have the mother, you have the father, you have the kids. And at the center of everything, there's God. Okay, and these woke, liberal, mafioso-style people, they want to attack me so they can put their own person on the city council and as mayor and push their liberal propaganda, their woke propaganda. Well, Goddard's not woke. We're awake. We're awake to the changes that need to happen, and we're going to move forward.
So another issue that I've seen is they're trying to recall you. I can tell you I'm familiar with that process, because I know a number of people wanted to do that with Brandon Whipple. It is very hard to recall an elected official in Kansas. Where do you see that going?
Well, number one, you have to have a real reason to recall, okay? The problem that we have today, I think, in politics is misinformation is out everywhere. You have it on social media, and if you don't agree with somebody, they're the devil, right? They're just awful. And I keep on thinking about Ronald Reagan's quote. You probably know it. It's, the problem with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant, but it's that they know so much that isn't so. And this is the example of what's going on in Goddard. These liberal woke people and these rhino Republicans, they know so much that just isn't so.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to give it any attention. I'm going to focus on my job as mayor. That's why I'm going up to Park City and fighting for the people of Goddard, the $3 million in general obligation bonds that we've put into our star bond. That's my job.
Well, let's do this. We're up on my bottom of the hour break. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about that star bond issue, why you guys are fighting it, and why it's creating such an issue. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back with Goddard Mayor Hunter Larkin right after this.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. As always, you can listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And if you ever miss an episode, just visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and through social pages. And find me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us still is Goddard Mayor Hunter Larkin. So, Hunter, we talked with Elizabeth Patton from Americans for Prosperity in the last hour about star bonds. They don't have a very good record right now. Yeah. But Goddard is opposing the star bond planned in Park City, so much so that your city attorney went up there. Yeah. Why? Why is Goddard opposing this plan?
Well, first off, I'd like to just put it on record that Goddard isn't opposing their complete star bond. If Park City gets their own star bond with their aquarium and everything, and it's wildly successful, I'm going to be extremely happy for them. I don't want them not to have a star bond. I just don't want them to have a star bond that's going to have baseball fields that's going to compete with the city of Goddard. That's my problem with their star bond proposal. And they've gerrymandered the district to where they say that the ball fields are not a part of the star bond, but I'm going to show you a picture, John.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to tell you, because Todd LaSala, the attorney for Champtown, the development group, told Park City just this last Tuesday that there is, quote, no plan for baseball fields inside the Starbond project.
Right.
I think the key word there is inside.
That's exactly right. Well, I'm going to give you this picture here. It's a concept rendering that the city of Goddard
okay.
got.
All right.
Now, you tell me and tell the listeners, what is the main part of this project?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 ballparks.
That's exactly right.
So this is within the project.
That is within the concept renderings that they have.
There are 10 baseball diamonds for what I'm looking at for the my listening audience here. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? This is public, right? This is public?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a picture of this. We're going to put it on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page.
Well, so, and they also have hotels that are proposed in that project, which is completely fine. But my concern is that the city of Goddard, before I was even on the council, took out $3 million in general obligation bonds. And the city of Goddard invested in our Star Bond project. Okay? The people of Goddard are invested in our project as well. And with the state coming in and putting in competing ball fields that are going to steal from ours, that's a real concern. And what's disappointing the most, John, is that we have expressed our concerns to the Department of Commerce and to our lieutenant governor, who's also the Secretary of Commerce, and they just completely disregard our concerns. They give us, well, it's outside of the district. It's not a part of the Star Bond development. To me, those are all excuses. Government is not using common sense right now. And the left hand needs to know what the right hand's doing, because the people of Goddard are going to get hurt. And that's what I'm most concerned about.
Well, I just posted the photo to the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, so if folks want to take a look, they can see it and tell for themselves. As I'm looking at this, it's rather interesting, because I see what they've done in this little section here, that the Starbond District, this is just outside of it, but they would benefit from all the infrastructure and everything else 100%. That's associated with the plan. But the other thing is that I'm seeing here is, if I look at the last page of this proposal, you know, they've got almost 300 rooms in hotels on here. You've got the aquarium. You've got retail anchors, retail stores. I mean, my kids live up in Park City.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the hotel industry for over a decade. I don't know if they can, 300 rooms worth of hotels, they're going to have a hard time meeting their occupancy in that. This is a heck of a development.
Well, you're getting back into kind of the concerns that Elizabeth Patton talked about earlier. And Star bonds in general, there's a lot of questions that go on there. But the main concern or the main purpose of star bonds is that you're supposed to attract people from out of state and bring them into state. So your argument of saying, well, is Park City going to have that many people? Well, apparently the Department of Commerce seems to think so. And that's not the point I'm trying to argue. I'm just trying to argue that are those ball fields that you just posted on Facebook, are those ball fields going to steal from Goddard?
And Derby, because Derby did Derby. Something similar too not too long ago.
Yeah, and that's my main concern. And it's pretty embarrassing to have a Department of Commerce and a lieutenant governor that isn't listening to the concerns of Kansas taxpayers.
Well, it's pretty obvious that he wants to do what Laura Kelly did. She announced that Panasonic deal during the election to help her win. And I think David Tolan is the heir apparent. Yeah. I think he's going to be the next Democrat nominee for governor in 4 years. Yep. And I think that's what he's going to run on these types of, look at all the development that I did. Well, as... Yeah. You know, Secretary of Commerce, he's going to say, look at all this, and I brought jobs, and I brought development. And so, for his perspective, why not give out a bunch of star bonds? And I do think, if I had a choice, if I'm bringing a ball tournament to South Central Kansas, and I'm looking at your town or this one, do you have an aquarium? Do you have 300 hotel rooms? I mean, I'm probably going to go to Park City.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, it's really all just, it's pretty disappointing, just the lack of coordination that we've gotten from the state. But that's star bonds for you. That's the Department of Commerce. And I've went round and round. But what I'm concerned about the most is the people of Goddard. They've put in $3 million into our star bond project.
From your local tax base.
From our local tax base. And those people are going to get hurt. If this project in Park City steals from us, then we're going to be hurt. And it's my job, and that's why me and my city attorney went up to Park City and expressed our concerns.
Well, so. Hunter, I appreciate you for bringing this in. You know, I do have to ask. You know, I noticed that you announced that you're not running for mayor again. I doubt that has anything to do with their petition recall. What are your future plans?
Who knows?
Boy, so you do have some politician in you. That's like when I ask these presidential possible candidates if they're running. I ask Mike Pence, are you running for president? Who knows, John? That's the same answer they give.
Well, I would say you plan and then God laughs, right? So whatever God has in store, that's what I'm going to be forced in going with. I do plan on running for the state house. That's what I plan on running for. And so after I leave my seat as mayor at the end of this year, then I'll start campaigning.
There has been, I think it's likely that House of Representatives seats is probably going to be open.
So
that wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. Hunter, I appreciate you, brother. If folks want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
So social media, I have a Facebook page, I Like Larkin, because everybody likes Larkin, right, John?
Everybody but the people on certain Facebook groups on Goddard.
Well, and then if they want to contact me directly through my email, my government email is larkin@goddardks.gov.
I appreciate you, brother. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our phone lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.